La 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 ba.
Wow.
What? What? I should have potted it down. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I wanted to play sing along.
You didn't?
Yeah.
I don't know the words.
Well, there's no words right here.
I'm just saying.
I know you're Polish, but come on. That's a guitar.
What are those? Those are words.
Those are words now.
Yeah.
And I don't know the lyrics either.
And you said sing along. So.
Yeah, sing along with the guitar. Where you go, bump, bump. Like Beavis and Butthead would sing along. They would riff along. What do you want to call it?
I don't know. It's not singing.
Fine.
Okay. Fine.
Nitpicky bitch.
We don't say that.
Oh, we just did.
No, we don't.
Just got said twice. Bitch.
Witch. Itch. Switch.
Not what I said.
Switch.
No.
Switch and twitch.
No. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Allison Frank. She's been here a lot lately.
That's me.
You want to hear more of the show because that's why wouldn't you? It's like eating your first pizza. You're like, where do I buy more of this? What's it called?
Yeah.
This delicious wheel of bread and cheese. Mm. Well, it's called Papa's Basement. And you go to inpapasbasement.com for more of it. A new show is uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. You can also grab them from iTunes, which I recommend doing because it actually helps me get noticed in theory.
Okay.
You go to iTunes, look up Papa's Basement. And
who's looking at you?
No one. What do you want? Just download it, rate it, subscribe to it. You need to subscribe it and rate it and positively.
Right.
Don't do one star and lay down some dumb zinger and think I'm going to appreciate it because I won't.
And leave comments because you can just do it with a bogus email, apparently.
Well, that's comments on the website with a bogus email. I think you need a real email to subscribe to iTunes.
It's
whatever's linked to your iAccount.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, you go to inpapasbasement.com and you find some of the writing. And you're like, I want to comment, but I don't want my email up there for, like, some Polish site to send me rhino erection pills. Well, guess what?
You know what? You don't
have
to.
Just put up a fake email address. That's all. It's just like you lie to everyone else in your life, you lie to my website, too.
Oh, that's not very nice.
And you want us on Twitter, it's the best way. We're also on Facebook at Papa's or Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. But you want us on Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement, and Allison over here is at ALLIS0N.
Correct.
Not a normal Allison. Just an ALISON. No. There's a zero. There's double L's.
Right. And Allison, a Q
really.
And a number seven.
No.
And
that's
a license
not in
plate.
There. Yeah, license plate. An like an emoji boot. Of a license plate.
An old boot.
Well, there
just
you go.
Just imagine you're fishing with Brother Arthur.
No.
What'd you
I don't
want to
think
out?
About Brother Arthur. That was last episode, which, because we record these live, wink, wink, was 4 days ago. So I have no idea what you're talking
That's
about.
That's true. That was so
It's not
long
like
ago.
We recorded the Brother Arthur episode approximately 30 seconds ago. I think we wrapped up. I think we hit stop. I saved the files, and I said, let's make some more stink, woman.
Some more magic.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in the gold.
Well, we got a couple things we can do.
Okay.
We can talk about my addiction to the Vietnamese place and why white people have to eat weird food.
Well, we should just talk about that right now because I just ate there and it was delicious.
All right. There's a Vietnamese sandwich shop in my area. We're from D.C.
Yeah.
Close enough. We're from the suburbs of D.C.
Correct.
If anyone knows D.C., it's a prefabricated city. It's not real.
Right.
Thus, it wasn't filled with anyone of any sort of ethnicity. It doesn't have like a Polish town where you get the best pierogies on earth. They're pierogies. What's
pierogies.
Pierogies, whatever. It doesn't have a little Italy where there's mama's meatballs and you go there and it's the best red sauce you're ever going to taste. No, it's just a bunch of chipotles and crap like that. Except we have like
a makeshift Chinatown.
Let's call it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
The weird ethnicities have enclaves here. Not the white ethnicities. Everyone here is just Anglo white.
Yeah, because we're not going to the German for some...
Well, the British and the Scottish, no one wants a boiled cabbage bowl with some blood pudding on the side.
Oh.
And a beer that has a shamrock stamped
in the
top.
I don't get into all that schnitzel business. That's, like, disgusting.
What, little pounded meat patties? Nuggets are just schnitzels. That's all a nugget is.
I don't like nuggets either. I'm not crazy about it. Don't do anything
That's
for me.
That's one of the things I miss about meat, I'll be honest.
I'm not eating meat right now, so.
Oh, really?
That's true. I didn't have meat today.
Well, you ate tofu in front of me. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I don't know how honest the rest of it is, but.
I mean, I haven't had any meat in a long time. I have added some little bit of junk here and there, but I'm really trying to curtail that as well.
The thing is,
yeah,
I have to go to Baltimore for some decent Italian food.
Yeah.
There's just none of it here. But when it comes to Vietnamese food, which most of you will hear that and be like, what is Vietnamese food? Yeah. Well, it's pretty much French influenced. Like, there's a bit of French food there from the occupation.
Yeah.
And then something that looks like a skinned goat on top of it.
Yeah. Or some of the stuff doesn't look
like an
look
inside
good.
Out squirrel.
Yes. Yes. Or, you know, a squirrel ran into the fire, couldn't get out, and then just, you know.
His his fur seared to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caramelized.
He's all shiny and still has a look like this. Like, he's almost like, you can't tell if it's happy or sad.
Exactly. The eyes haven't popped and dribbled out like a fish on the grill.
So it's kind of like surprise with the
there's still
corners of the mouth pulled back, but you don't know, like, was he smiling? I like to think he went to a good place.
Yeah. He died thinking the acorn was one flame over from where he was. So there's a Vietnamese, what I call it, I can't say on radio. I call it the hidden Asian American mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insert another word that you might have heard from any number of Nam movies. It's said a lot in Full Metal Jacket.
Wow.
Rhymes with spook.
Yeah. You don't even say that, do you?
What?
Oh, you do say that?
What? Say what?
I'm not going to say it.
The word that I am tiptoeing around?
Yeah. I don't think I heard you say that.
I never say it in spite. Yeah. I say it playfully, the same way I say all like racially.
I didn't think I heard you refer to it that way. So, I mean, I was just curious.
No. I don't say these things in anger.
No. I wasn't suggesting racism. I was
You're
just
saying I didn't.
I don't even remember you saying it playfully. Like, let's go get some.
No, I just said, let's go to, I usually call it the VC, the Viet Cong sandwich shop.
I gotcha.
But every so often I mix things up.
Yeah.
And yes, I call it by another name.
Yeah. So. But there's a lot of like, some of their stuff is like a lot of dry stuff. Like, to me, I don't like all those dry goods. Like all those dried out cookie things and all that thing. I mean, that's not my kind of dessert. I don't think, oh, I would love to have some hardtack if they only made it today.
Hardtack. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to feel like I'm in the Civil War.
Yeah, you want some hardtack and you want to fight the Northern, the Yankee Devils their war of Northern aggression.
Anyone have some really dried out sardines and some old rice?
Sardines don't keep enough. You need hardtack and coffee. That's all you're going to eat.
They sell hardtack there. Hardtack with seaweed on it.
And eventually, in 2 weeks, when you take off your socks, half your foot's going to come off with it.
That actually happened.
That's why I said it. I'm not an idiot.
No. It happened not too long ago.
Allison.
This guy was complaining
of Civil War. That's when it should have last happened.
No, my friend worked as an EMT, and this guy's complaining of foot pain. And he was like, they took off his boot. His toe. He was having so much pain, he just slept with his boots on and all that. Like, it was hurting his foot. And then when they took it and they tipped the boot over, they tapped it and a toe fell out.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even
Jesus.
Joking.
Jesus. When did the guy last bathe? Like, how do you not bathe daily? I think that's
some people, when you live out in the woods, they just don't. They talk about going to the river. And if they've gone fishing in the past week, that was close enough to bathing.
Oh,
my hands got wet.
I think that's like a good thing about not being white, but being Greek. I'm disgusting if I don't bathe every 24 hours.
Well, do you get oily?
I can. Oh yeah.
But I don't get oily. Like, my skin is dry. Like, my ex-husband, he would get very greasy.
I can fit into white society as long as I bathe very regularly. And the instant I don't, suddenly I'm dripping with a sheen.
That's how my ex-husband
smell.
Was.
Smell.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, every Irishman in the place is like,
but he's not, he didn't smell gamey or whatever, but he could, from morning by nights, like, he would be shiny. And you think, wow, if he went another day.
It takes me 30 minutes for my nose to reshine.
Wow.
It just doesn't.
I don't have that kind of skin.
Here, touch it right now.
No.
This is me after, I didn't say pick it. I said touch it.
I don't want
to touch
it.
This is me. I've scoured the hell out of it.
Yeah.
When we left at what, 11:30 this morning?
Yeah.
Give it a caress.
All right.
Just the ball area of it.
Here. Let me see. Oh, yeah. It's a little silken.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
It wouldn't trap me on a water slide.
But my parents aren't like that either. My parents, you know, my mom showers every day. Both my parents shower. And sometimes my dad will shower a couple times a day if he goes to the beach. or, you know, he's worked out at the gym or whatever. But like if we go a while, like we're not all shiny and greasy and nasty. But actually, after my ex-husband and I, we split. I think I told the story before. Like there was a couple of stains, like dark spots up on the sofa. And when I had someone come in to clean the carpets, I wanted the sofa cleaned as well. And those were the
reclining. Is it where he got agitated after fighting with Jerry?
No.
Sorry, Poppy.
Anyhow,
reference.
The guy comes in and he says, so I said, you see these stains on the sofa at the headrest area of the recliners and then the carpet
it's
here?
It's like Coming to America.
And he said, you mean these head grease stains? I almost puked. Like when he said head grease, I was just like, oh. Disgusting. Did you say head grease? Like, that's what it was. But I don't want to hear those two words together.
It's like Eric LaSalle and the rest of Sexual Chocolate and Coming to America.
I mean, I would have to sit there for a long time to cultivate head grease. Like, I'm not an oily person. I don't have oily skin. I don't know.
It's the Jerry Curl oil.
I guess. I mean, people.
That your husband put in to tress his colored locks.
Actually, he was a bald white man. So.
Oh, so it really was like head grease.
It was head grease.
That's grotesque.
Yes.
You were not kidding. That is very unappetizing.
That is totally disgusting. It was just from his pores. He just, like your nose, that was the top of his head.
Wow. And you had sex with that.
Yeah. I mean, he was a nice looking guy to me. I mean,
really? As long as you sopped up his head with like a little chunk of a baguette.
He bathed like once a day or twice a day, whatever, depending on what he did outside or
to
whatever.
To degrease his Hank Schrader.
He looks good in a flight suit, I can tell you that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All the girls love a fly boy.
Greasy maverick.
Chicks love guys in flight suits, so.
Well.
You should get one.
Oh, just buy it as a role-playing thing.
Actually, my friend did go out on this date.
I do have a pair of PJs, except they have the trap door on the back, so I can drop one.
And she went out with this guy she met online, and he had his whole profile. This has been a billion years ago or whatever. But he showed him, like, with the firefighter thing and the suspenders and the hat and just looked like, you know. Anyhow, she meets up with him, and he looks like Elmer Fudd. He's in flannel. He's got a comb over. And she's like, whoa, like, when was that? And he goes, aren't you... like, what do you do for work or whatever? And he said something like,
I dress up in flight suits and take pictures.
Exactly. He says, I work in a factory. And she's like, what's with that firefighter? He goes, oh, I used to volunteer firefighter. That was about 15 years ago. And she's like, that picture's 15 years old. And he said, yes.
Oh, you deserve. If you pull that kind of chicanery.
I know. That's terrible.
On an online date. Why do people think they can get away with that?
I don't know, but he went in. She said it was one of the worst dates ever.
No kidding. Yeah. It's predicated upon a lie.
Yeah.
So, a 15-year lie.
But after all that, and she said no, she wasn't interested in going to a movie or whatever. Like she was going to call it quits. He still went in for a kiss, and she turned his head, and he kissed her hair, you know?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, and you ask why I don't go in for kisses. Because
you
if
should.
I hair kissed,
yeah,
I would have to slit her throat and then slit mine.
But you don't look like Elmer
to
Fudd
keep the secret
either. So,
well, not that I'm losing a couple. So,
but even if you had a couple, having a couple on, you don't turn into Elmer Fudd.
No, I look like the fat kind of Gomer Pyle Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, the reboot. If you've seen that,
no, I think on some days you could pass for the guy on Star Trek: The Next Generation. The
Geordi?
No. Oh, the Klingon dude.
Oh, another black man.
When you have like your man cave
Worf
moment. Yes. That could be you. Just coming out of there like, where's the cat? You're like, is he going to eat one? No, he just likes to caress them while he has his Kashi cereal.
So I have a bald, ridged forehead. Gotcha. Thanks.
Just a little wiry sometimes. Very masculine.
Furrowed.
We would never accuse
That's
you of
the word.
Being feminine. So.
No, I'll give myself that. All
very
man
manly.
Right here. So back to the Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah, which was
the Vietnamese deli.
Right.
What I brought you there, and you walk into this place, there's a picture of Anthony Bourdain with the owners hanging as you come in, which if you go to a weird place...
Yeah.
Isn't that almost like the universal? It's like sign language for you're okay here, white people. It's kind of safe.
Not to me, because I don't like Anthony Bourdain. So
I think he's a smear as well. Don't get me wrong. But it's something of a signal to, hey, don't worry, you're not in a place completely unfit right. for your consumption.
But I don't find him engaging on television or any of that. Like, he just doesn't reel me in. I don't think, ooh, I want to see where he's eating or whatever, because I don't really like him
again,
on camera.
I don't have to personally like Mr. Yuck
right.
to understand what his image means.
Correct.
Mr. Yuck can be a total prick. I just know it means don't drink what's in the bottle.
Correct.
Similarly, Anthony Bourdain I don't care for, but yeah. I know it means my white tummy.
Yeah.
Is
it's
it,
be
even
happy.
If it isn't used to this ethnicity, I'm not going to be violently ill in 15 minutes. So you walk in and there's a cold dessert section at first, which their desserts, the Vietnamese,
not
might
good.
Be the scariest looking things ever.
A lot of green jello. I mean,
they love a green jello, like layered upon layered. I don't even know if it tastes like jello or if it's tasteless or what.
Or if it just looks like it.
There's one dish that looks like eggs and vinegar. I don't know how that one's sweet. With pieces of hay in it. I don't want to test any of this crap. Another looks like creamed corn. But if you wrung out caviar on top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of all else. There's like multicolored coconut patty type things.
I mean, I don't mind anything with coconuts or whatever. And
it's creepy looking food.
I do like those. I don't know what they're called, but those. It's made with bean paste and it's like a. It looks like a munchkin, a Dunkin' Donuts munchkin. And it's got the sesame on the outside and it's got the
you
bean,
like those?
The bean paste inside.
I don't like those.
Those are good. I actually saw in the place where we get
they make them there.
The bubble tea, the bubble smoothie or whatever. They had some the size of like a baseball, they looked like. They look like, I don't know what's inside, if it's the bean paste, but the outside definitely looked like that.
I think it's the same filling, just on a bigger scale. But they
but
also
like,
have
I wouldn't
like,
want to eat one that big. like one is fine. If it's warm and fresh.
My
whatever.
Mom has the most conservative palate on earth.
Yeah.
Like, if she did not eat it before age 5,
yeah.
it's not getting eaten.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, she just loses her taste for more things.
Correct.
So now you're down to feeding her pizza,
chicken nuggets,
and tuna fish.
Yeah.
Those three things.
Yeah.
I try not to be like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of force myself to learn new ethnicities
it's
and their
good to
food,
me.
Like Thai food.
Yeah.
And sushi.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be honest,
yeah.
none of it's as good as the crap you ate when you were 5, right? I mean,
the crap I ate when I was 5
well,
was
you
crap.
You were poor.
I was poor.
Your
my
parents
mom
gave you
was
pixie
a terrible
sticks.
Cook.
While they were picking invisible bugs out of their
but
flesh.
There are some people who don't have the means. Like my friend's mother, like she could, you could go into the cabinets and there was nothing in there. And she says, yeah, I'm going to make some dinner. And you think, gosh, this is going to be awful. And she's like, look, chicken fricassee and rice. And I'm like, how did you just make chicken fricassee?
How
like,
did she?
Magic. She was a wizard. I don't know, but she can cook. My mom didn't have the skills to cook, you know what I mean? To make a whatever.
Well, there's cooking and there's conjuring. You're saying there's literally nothing in the fridge, so.
Well, it came from somewhere, but I mean, you know how to work with the spices and the things that you have, and you can make the best out of what you've got. My mom couldn't, and she would frequently just pile everything into a pot, and then, like, meatloaf, forget it. Like, whatever you're putting in there, I don't want any parts of it. Even when I was eating meatloaf, dead no. Never liked it. Don't want it.
You're almost like a Dana Carvey George Bush right there. Not gonna want it.
Not with a box. Not in
you were
a
doing
box.
Little hands and everything.
Yeah.
I wish people could have seen it.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, it's nasty. My mom was not a good cook, so.
I can't say mine was great either, so maybe I just never took food advice from her, and that's
but
why
I know
I'm
what you're saying. Like
daring.
A pizza or fries or a burger or whatever. Those bland, kid-friendly foods.
I do believe that. Or just Italian food in general, or even Mexican. There's something just basic about like a bean and cheese burrito.
Right.
Or a quesadilla.
Or spaghetti.
That I'm
kids
sorry.
Love spaghetti.
Yeah, like pad thai with horse skin in it.
Yeah.
Like, I can see how it's sophisticated and the horse skin is really complemented by the peanut sauce. And the cilantro, but I want my damn pizza with the extra cheese.
Oh, did you say pheasant beaks and prunes? Oh, I'd love another
and
glass.
Look, I'm willing to try anyone's food.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I can learn to appreciate it, but when I go to read through the menu, there's deboned chicken foot stew. There is deep fried oxtail. And they're like, the good part of the oxtail. Well, what is that? The little furry tip at the end? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting screwed on oxtail or if you're giving me the Rolls Royce of oxtails here. quail eggs. Sorry. So I go to this Vietnamese sandwich shop, and I go there a lot because it's interesting looking. If nothing else, it's brightly colored.
But when you go in, it does not smell delicious.
No, it assaults you.
But what's even worse is how quickly you really do get accustomed to it. So you wonder if we're just being gassed and brainwashed or something, because you're like, I don't smell that stink anymore.
No, if you walk in chewing bubble gum to this place, it's the Song Quay Deli, S-O-N-G space Q-U-E. Yeah. You walk in chewing gum, it's going to taste like a baby's diaper.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
In 5 seconds. You're going to spit it out. But in the time it takes you to order your food and then actually eat it, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's mother's milk all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, they do a lot of nice things. I mean, everything looks good. I think sometimes you can go into those places and... I mean, I guess we have American places like that too. But especially when something's... particularly foreign to us, and then you go in there and it's all skanky and things are all in, you know, they have their menu pieces out and you're like, I don't want to, it all looks like it's made of wax or something, or it's dried out or whatever. But this, everything was super fresh. All the vegetables were bright and I don't get all the stuff out in saran wrap and stuff. That's kind of weird.
Oh, God, the items they have saran wrap. They have a dumpling. It literally looks like uncooked chicken in saran wrap just sitting out. Now, it turns out it's flour wrapped around a shrimp made translucent, covered in paprika. So a glob of translucent flour that you put a little coloring to, guess what? It looks exactly like a chicken breast. But you walk in the first time.
Yeah.
It was like the Star Wars cantina. It was creepy as hell to me.
Yeah. But I mean, it is actually, I mean, it is pretty bright. Like some of those other places are kind of dank and you think, you know, it's like a place you wind up at the end of an alley or something. But this isn't really that way. I mean, it is bright and they do have the stuff behind glass cases. And it's almost like the case there is like a Baskin Robbins and they've got their ice creams and stuff in there too. And you can get your bubble teas.
Well, they have their weird like cooked dishes too that you couldn't pay me.
I mean,
there's like fish spine souffle. Is it only white people, like bold white people, that are like, oh, that's delicious? Have you had the Ching Kwa Shai? It's to die for here. Is it only white people that get off on that crap? Like,
I don't think white people get off on it.
Walking into Italian places like, Rosanra. Rosanra is so good. I don't see other cultures giving a crap to learn it. They just eat their food.
Yeah.
It's only the honkies. And I'm among them.
Oh, that want to pretend that they're an authority on it. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so authentic. Oh, really?
Is this from the Dekwan Ku River?
Yeah, exactly. And the guy serving it has no idea what you're talking about. He's like, I just get it out of the tin in the back, brother. Whatever.
Yeah. My mom says she hates those people who actually, you know, those people that you kind of described. And my mom's like, you know, they'll be sitting out and they'll be at this nice eatery or this nice restaurant and they'll go, what do you think about this fabric? Do you think this is this early 1800s inspired? Or
I hate it.
Are those yellow-bellied sapsuckers? And my mom's like, you know what? Let's talk about movies.
I could have every meal with my friend Tony. You
know
what?
You love Tool?
You know what eating with Tony is?
No.
We look at each other, we go, what are you getting?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting option 4. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with a 7.
Yeah.
We get our 4 and 7. We sit down. How's your 4? Pretty good. How's your 7?
Mm-hmm.
Not so bad. 5 minutes later, 4 and 7 are eaten.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. All right. And we watch a movie.
Yeah. And that sounds like you guys talking about your women, too.
That's how men get it
I've
done.
I've got a 4. You've got a 7.
I got a 4. I got a 2. Those are my women.
Oh, my. And you don't talk much, and then we're just like, hey, let's peace out of here and go see a movie.
Yeah.
Let's leave our 2 and 4.
It's the most perfect relationship on earth.
Oh, my goodness.
But why is that a thing with white people?
I don't know. I think
because let's not act like there isn't a visceral disgust.
Yeah.
The first time you deal with these weird foods. And again, I go through all of it and I've learned.
But I mean, I don't do that. If I don't know how to pronounce something, I don't pretend. I'll ask them how to pronounce it. You know,
I don't. I'm just like, give me number 7.
But you do. You hear comedians talk about that all the time. They're like, you know, you go to the Olive Garden. They're like, I'll have the manicotti. And you're like,
oh, the manicotti.
You're like,
if we're going to talk like New Jersey guineas.
You're like, what?
The mozzarella.
You're like, yeah, okay.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. My gabagool.
Yeah, huh? You have to leave 18 syllables off the end.
I grew up in New England. I know how it
goes. You know what my last name would be in Italian? Pa. Not even P-A, just pa. Just P.
Oh, gosh. Well, you'd have some kind of, you know, they'd call you the lock, you know.
Oh, my nickname.
Yeah.
Pertaining to my locksmith ventures.
You know, it'd be, you know, John the Lock. That'd be your, like, street name or your mafia name or whatever, you know. And they give everybody else, you know.
No, I'd be Johnny the Whacker. And they'd be like, oh, is he a hitman? No.
The end. That's the way that story goes.
Mm-hmm.
And who has their phone this episode? And who's been on his phone?
Ugh, the guy checking for reception in this miserable turlet.
Yeah, but you don't need your phone because we're talking to one another and to our beautiful listeners, remember?
That's true. I should be making love to you all with my words through the microphone. I'm not talking to Allison in the studio. I'm talking to all of you out there.
Yes.
And that is what a real DJ does. He talks to the audience, even though they're not there, Allison.
Oh, goodness. They are there. We have a couple.
No, I mean not present in the room.
Oh, I see. Well, we have this guy in the window next
way
door.
Way to spill the beans on our 8 listeners.
You want a round of applause from the audience, the live studio audience?
Oh, what? You want me to talk about the guy next door?
Mr. Half-Glasses?
The latest DJ who will wash out of this station in 6 months?
Oh, my.
Because no one has my dedication, Allison.
Why not?
I might be one ugly tortoise, but I'm going to win the race.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for riffing on that one. I know it was a horrible setup.
Wow.
I was thinking of that the other day, the number of times I've had people who are doing new shows that come in here, and I'm like, oh, what is your show about? And they give me some dumb answer.
Yeah.
And you realize they're going to burn out on radio in 3 months because they want to do whatever dumb thing the show's about. They don't want to do the radio that pertains it. If you like radio, you want to do radio.
Right.
If that makes sense, right?
Right. I know what you mean.
It's like you don't start up a damn bakery and you're like, I'm baking cupcakes to cure breast cancer. All the money goes to breast cancer. Well, 6 months from now, you'll be starting another charity. Yeah. The bitch who wants to make cupcakes all day, I'm going to buy her cupcakes. Why are you making the cupcakes? I don't know. Where's the money go? Hitler youth. I don't know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Shall we get to your quiz book?
Or what else do you have over there? Nothing. We can do my quiz book.
The outline is
bad.
Scant. Bad's a strong, strong, loaded word. Scant.
I gotcha.
Like your friend's mom's cabinet, but magic comes out of that cabinet.
Yeah.
And we could have chicken fricassee over here. We have left Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones split.
I don't care that they split.
Neither do I. The one thing I do remember is I thought the prenup was like so loaded they literally removed the man's teeth and testicles after the divorce.
Wow.
I swear to Christ, I think she got a mil per year.
Yeah.
She was with him, something like that. I mean, it was so ironclad because he walked into it after he was busted
was
for his quote unquote sex addiction or whatever.
But yeah, he lost a lot, right, from the other one. So the next
he got raked over the coals.
Yeah. So
of course you want to pull a Phil Collins and get married again 2 weeks later.
Oh, my. I don't like
if
Phil
you ever
Collins.
Want to kill yourself.
Did you he do that?
You don't have to like Phil Collins to feel for Phil Collins. You know what?
I don't like his
I'm not
music.
Going to tell people to just Google. Can you pad for 30 seconds and I'll pray that the internet works in this turlet?
You can try to, but
I'm going to look up Phil Collins divorce terms.
Oh, really? Was it big? I don't even remember hearing anything about it.
The problem with Phil is
I know
the first was big.
Yeah.
The second was bigger. The third was bigger than that.
Wow.
And I don't think the fourth was pleasant either.
Holy smokes. Really? That's crazy.
I don't believe I'm exaggerating. Phil Collins.
Well, who the heck is Rod Stewart? You know, what does he have? Like 12 kids and how many marriages?
I'm pretty sure Rod has paid a lot, too.
Yeah, but you don't hear so much buzz about it. So maybe they should go with his.
Let's not act like this is all the hubbub on the streets with the kids. I'm name checking Phil Collins.
I'm just saying,
here.
He's a pretty big name, isn't he? He's
all
been
right,
married
come
a million
on.
Times.
Load, you dirty bitch.
How many kids does Rod Stewart have? Isn't it like 9 or 10, something like that? Like, it's crazy, right? I think
it's like an NBA star or a cornerback's worth of kids, yeah.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Oh, she's not bad.
That's his current wife?
That was okay. This is back in 08. He's married a fourth time. I swear to Christ, I'm not looking this up. Sometimes I just get bored and study celebrity divorces. 6 years of marriage, married to the Swiss-born Oriane Seville.
No, with an accent, please, because we're talking about white
people. Oriane, and I was holding my pinky out as I said that.
Now, like you're from Jersey. Oriane the lock. Go ahead.
46.76 million cash payout.
Wow.
The biggest ever in British celebrity divorce history.
Holy moly.
Tops by $2 million what Paul McCartney gave to old Pegleg.
Really? That tops that?
Yeah. Okay, here's the figure I wanted. God bless. In all, according to Daily Telegraph, Colin's divorces, and there's three of them now, have cost him $84 million, nearly a third of his estimated $280 million.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. And so what does Zetter Jones get? I mean, they're just split. They're on a...
They're on break. Yeah. Trust me. Once the finances are explained to him, he will learn...
On break.
Yeah. He will learn to fan his ass and have a canary come out and sing, I love you, baby.
Oh, goodness.
To keep her around.
Wow.
With a sparkler in its beak. There's something about Phil that I really feel for, though.
Oh, really? I don't like his music. Rod, I mean, he seems like he could be all right.
I mean, Rod, up until his kidney failure.
He had kidney failure?
Nah, but I mean, he's like 98.
Yeah, but still, he's still going. He just put out a new album.
He did. And it's, I think, actual Rod Stewart stuff, not like Rod sings the music of those dead
he did
eight
do a Christmas
generations
one,
ago.
And then he did this newer one, I guess.
But I never felt like, because Rod was like a good-looking dude at one point. He was a great-looking dude at one point.
Not to me. I mean, that's not my type.
You have weird taste.
He was like 60 pounds. That's disgusting.
He was like a prototypical British rocker.
Ugh.
I don't know. You would have seen Robert Plant and been like, next. Well, you know what? A few thousand women have gargled with Robert Plant. So, come on.
Oh, my.
Your taste is a little off. I speak for normalcy here.
Yeah.
Phil Collins was always a toad. Phil got popular. He was a drummer. Mm-hmm. He got popular. I'm not even kidding. I want to say like 38 or something like that. Or 33.
Mm.
He was never like a young pop star where he got to have fun. So it's like he got big and was instantly married. Now, I don't know how sad you can really feel for a dude who's got $280 million, however much was lost to Swiss women that he banged for 5 years.
Yeah.
But as far as musicians go, he's not good looking.
No,
and
he's not.
He kind of never got it young either. Mm. And he did Sussudio.
I don't like that song.
Okay. This partnership is dissolving.
No, I don't care.
I can tell.
Flush it.
I feel for Phil more than anyone else losing their money.
Yeah.
Phil gets to me. An ugly drummer. Weird how that resonates with me, right?
Oh, yeah. Now this just is taking a sad. This is worse than my
pedophile
story.
Give John your Aussies. Ah. All right, let's get to what's going to carry us through.
Yeah.
What's going to swing low, sweet chariot, and get us the hell out of here?
And is it?
Give me your book for a second.
All right. So this is a book of would you rathers.
Would you? There, that was for Will.
Would you?
This is a little book.
Like that person.
Something you would buy on, I don't know, for a flight maybe.
Yeah, or something.
Or it's a great bathroom read too.
Yeah.
Because everything's a page long. What is literally the cover of this?
It's called Zobmondo. They made a board game out of it.
Zobmondo,
yeah,
the outrageous book of bizarre choices. And it's a book I've never seen Allison without.
Never seen me without it.
Yeah, it's almost maybe like you're a serial killer and you murder based on the instructions hidden in the pages.
I mean, it's not my Bible or anything, but it's in my computer bag. That's why.
Oh, is that it? Because every time you're at the show.
That's like me saying, I don't ever see you without your Star Wars Monopoly game. Yeah, because it's in your house. Like, who cares? You don't play it every day.
No, I didn't know I had one. Do I? Really?
I don't. Rolling Stones Monopoly. I think you've got every Monopoly ever made. I just saw in your kitchen Millennials. Two boxes of Millennials.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean the wise investment my mom made?
Those are collecting dust on a top of a
cereal buffet. From 1999 is going places. Oh, you invest in gold like a dunce all you
okay, want. Okay, so you have your Millennials and I have Zob Mondo.
So there's Zob Mondo, which is almost a list of like who would you do's.
Yeah. And this came out in 2001.
Every day into the station. Mm-hmm. You're just reading from this. And you're asking me all these like, what would you do's, who would you do's.
Yeah.
In this scenario, would you do this or this? Finally, I was like, why don't you just break out this dumb book during a slow day? Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, God, here we are. We're in the middle of slow daysville.
Well, it kind of goes along with your Vietnamese, you know, food and all those weird choices because there's a lot of would you rather eat kind of things, you know?
I finally just wanted to do some of them on the air. And I realize this is the laziest bit, but I don't care because I think we can be funny with it.
Yeah, sure, we could. Like, would you rather bite into...
So you're going to just read from the book, and I'm actually going to answer some of these. And you know what? If you don't like lazy radio...
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how you made it this far in the episode. Or how you listened to the show, period.
Where we talked about our lunch for 20 minutes. Which we never said what we did have, which we both had.
We both had caramelized tofu with pickled vegetables on top.
Yeah, but you say pickled vegetables, you always think kind of like, you know, like American pickling. But these vegetables were very bright and they were done it was beautiful. It was a nice looking sandwich.
No,
fresh cilantro, and it looks like they used their mandolin on these vegetables and they were bright and well chopped. It wasn't just thrown together.
They have 10 sandwiches on the menu at Song Quay Deli or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like a grilled chicken, a grilled pork, and a grilled beef, and the tofu. Those are okay for white people, shall we say. Then they have one that's like a pate and broiled ham type. They have a couple where they're literally just like, all right, if you really want to impress your hipster friends, Whitey, try this one, but you're not going to like it.
This one's just octopus suction cups.
Pretty much, yeah.
On a biscuit. Just the cups. None of the meat, no wings.
It's literally here is unshaven hog taint on a bun.
You see? You see a bunch of white kids in the corner putting these octopus suction cups on.
These are just so sucky. I cannot get them off my tongue. That's the sign they're fresh. Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so would you...
So you're going to read from this big book, would you?
Would you? So would you bite into a piece of chocolate and find it filled with maggots or filled with pus?
Gonna go with maggots. This is an easy one. Pus is filled with disease and could give me the high five. Maggots, you crunch through. In some cultures, I think they eat maggots. They probably had them at the Vietnamese place in the back.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I'd go with maggots too.
They're probably playing the revolver game from Deer Hunter and eating maggots.
I mean,
so yeah, maggots, easy one.
Yeah, especially, I mean, they're not even just making you eat maggots. I mean, it's covered in chocolate.
Oh, you're literally finding the maggots? I just have to blow the maggot off and I got good normal chocolate?
Well, you have to eat it. You have to bite into it and find it in there. But, you're getting some chocolate in the mix.
That's fine. As long as they don't come into
how many times have you eaten an M&M you found in a couch cushion or something? Maybe not because you're Maria's son, but I've been there. I'd eat it.
Really?
Yeah, sure. One time I found
because of the candy shell.
I found a peanut M&M in my laundry basket. I was like, bonus! Snack time.
What about a combo? And the little ends have been filled with lint. Would you eat that?
I don't really. The pretzel would be stale, so that's different. Whatever they put around an M&M.
Protects it. The thin candy shell. I like how you say whatever. It's literally the entire advertising.
I mean, they roll it in a tumbler, and it's got strength. I mean, so.
Fortified.
Yeah, yeah. So they're almost always fresh.
I guess.
All those preservatives or whatever, combos or not. And I don't like when people do pizza flavored anything. So those pizza flavored combos can go suck an egg. I'll take the cheddar ones. But I'm not really trying to do any processed food right now either. So.
Well, I can tell.
I'm trying.
You're literally soaking your chair talking about an M&M that you found in a couch. With processed food. So maggots, clear winner.
Would ya?
Just say would ya in the voice.
Would ya? Walk around all day with a dead mouse in your butt or a dead frog in your mouth?
Is it inside? Are we doing butt cheeks or I'm actually keistering this dead mouse?
No, it's got to keister it.
Either way,
you
it's
got
simple.
A prison.
It's your butt.
Yeah.
Do you know what's on my butt half the time anyhow? It's worse than a dead mouse. I'll tell you that. A frog in my mouth? I have to eat. I have to breathe.
What? You can breathe through your nose.
I don't even get how that question's comparable.
No.
Like, is a dead frog supposed to be a delicacy? They're not like, a people dead chicken's eat. Wing that was grilled in barbecue sauce for 25 minutes. That's why I hate these stupid things. Every time you ask, there's no debate. There's a clear, easy answer.
Do you want to be...
Would you take the Keister mouse, too? You have to play along.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely taking the mouse in the butt. Sure. Would you be constantly depressed or constantly afraid?
I'm both. I'm both.
That's so because of who your mother is.
Yeah. We're eliminating half of my woes right here in one fell swoop.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Constantly depressed or constantly afraid?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? You got me on this one.
That's tough. I'm not a depressive person.
And let's just go with depressed. I'm more familiar with that.
I mean, I just don't want to be so fearful. I actually know those people. You know, they're walking on a path and it changed from paved to grass and they're like,
Brother Arthur. And then you just hear a rustle in the bushes.
Would ya?
Would ya?
I mean, oh, goodness gracious.
Let's do, I'm trying to come up with like any sort of point to these questions, yeah. Like make it a score or something like that. But yeah. I guess we just ask five more and then punch out. Easy episode.
Do you want to eat all your food liquefied and frozen like a popsicle?
All right, disgusting.
Or have strangers squish all your food like wine grapes with their perfectly clean but bare feet before you eat it?
Those are both bad. I take back everything I said about this being a simple game. The frozen food, because the food's damaged in both ways. So we're making the trade-off of frozen, so we've lost the texture now and the temperature,
wow.
Versus very clean feet, because I don't care about a clean foot. They're literally saying this is like a surgical foot, like it's being pulled out of the wrap. And so I just have to wrap my head around the fact that a foot has touched it, which I'm fine with if it's completely clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with the squished.
Oh, I'm definitely
never
going
mind.
With the
that was an easy one.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because one, I actually hate popsicles. I don't like, I just don't like popsicles when they're a delicious frozen treat. They're not delicious to me. So
really?
And I mean, if you're going to
eat any flavor,
none really. I don't like ice cubes. I don't like slushies, slurpees, or whatever.
And now, Puerto Ricans.
I like Puerto Ricans.
Oh, okay.
But I do. I actually
thought
did
I'd
make a slushie the other day, but it didn't have ice in it. It was just frozen watermelon, and it was absolutely delicious. But that's a different kind of. It's almost like a smoothie texture, really. So would you?
We're on to the next. Would you?
Die.
Where we have yet to disagree. I think. By the way,
I know that's
it's a sign of
funny.
A bad book.
I know.
That or
my
we
mom.
Were,
if
we were meant
we
to
should
be.
Have got my mom on this. My
oh,
mom,
is she a contrarian?
Kind of. I
oh,
mean,
popsicles
sometimes.
Are delicious. Can I have the popsicle stomp
well, some people,
of feet?
I mean, some people like, but I'm saying, would you rather have a cheeseburger just blend it up and put in a popsicle and then eat the cheeseburger?
No, it's disgusting.
That's nasty. Like, somebody steps on my burger.
Have
yeah,
you ever
right.
seen frozen beef? The instant it dips in temperature enough for the fat to just congeal, you want to vomit up every piece of beef you've ever eaten.
I don't know. It's gross. Would ya?
Would ya?
Die before your spouse of 50 years does, knowing he or she will be healthy but heartbroken for another 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Or watch your spouse die before uh-huh. you after 50 years together.
The latter. Why would I ever die first? Why? Let them go on the lookout ahead of me. Simple.
Oh, gosh. Do you want to have...
Your answer?
The same.
Of yeah. course.
I mean, I'm nurturing anyhow.
One brain right so. Here. One brain. Still tracking. Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Have regular encounters with aliens and not have any proof, or uh-huh. have your best friend be invisible?
That one's so loose.
Mm.
What am I talking about? The aliens.
No.
What's a best friend going to do for me when he's invisible?
Oh, I'm a
I'm going to look like an insane person, but aliens... Proof in my head that aliens are real? You kidding me?
But it's only you. You can't prove it. It's
what do I care? So I'd be flying. They'd probably after a while.
So you could talk about Harvey, your invisible rabbit. You know what I mean? People, it's just as goofy.
I don't know. I'd probably be like patient of the month to them.
But it says my...
I'd get to fly the UFO after
it doesn't
a while.
Say they're intelligent. You know what I mean? So what if they're just
what?
Like
it could
slugs?
Be like alien pathogens.
Yeah,
like the Andromeda strain?
Yeah. I mean, if it was my best friend, if I have a best friend... Then
what if your best friend drinks too much and beats you?
No.
What if it's a bad friendship? They didn't say that. What if you...
But if it's my best friend, yeah, then they are what I consider the best. You know what I mean? So they're not going to do anything to me. You know, we've established trust.
Well, if
you're
the aliens
the
are smart enough to conceal their identity, they pretty much...
But you don't know what
cool
kind of
technology.
Aliens they are. What if they're yucky? Or what
they're
if they're
the triangle-headed, big bug-eyed aliens.
I mean, yeah. And you're thinking, oh, they're, you know, they're yuck-yuck jokes, and you're going to work in their comedy club up there on Mars.
Yes.
But you're not.
The Mars branch of the improv, and I'm going to kill.
Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Marry your first girlfriend.
No.
Or?
That.
Marry someone your parents chose for you.
Oh.
So, Maria's pick or your very first girlfriend?
I don't know. Maria's a pragmatist. She might actually care. She might be like, now I have to ask for the boys. Are you a bit of the whore in this act? I could see that happening. I couldn't stay married. I mean, because like my first girlfriend was cool and all, but I'd get bored. I'd get way bored.
So your mom, you're going to let your mom pick?
I guess. I mean, I would have to strongly... educate her beforehand.
But see, the thing about my mother is that she is just, her heart bleeds for people. And I don't know, when it comes to me, someone that
it
she loves.
It bleeds the same way.
No, she thinks I'm such a good person and I'm so funny and you're so upbeat and you're a nurse and I can help everyone. So she wants to set me up with like homeless people and make them better. Like, you know, like
if she picked your husband, an armless chimpanzee would show up.
Yeah, it'd be like
a
version of
he can't feed himself.
It's like a version of this old house. And my mom's like, you can fix it up.
Oh.
You know, and so I don't really want to work.
So we've parted ways on this too.
I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I might. She's older now, and so she's kind of, I don't know.
Let's do one more, would you? Make it a good one. Then we're punching out. Because I want to go home.
Do you want to go home?
Well, it's already at the 50-minute mark. How much more do they deserve, Allison?
Would you?
Would you?
Have everyone think that your girlfriend is an idiot and a jerk. Your spouse.
They already do.
Your spouse or your girlfriend is an idiot and a jerk. Or... that she is just really, really ugly.
They're just great thinking she's ugly. Are you kidding me? They'd never try to bang her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going with
a simple one.
That seems like an easy one.
Such easy woodjes. We're going to have to bust out would ya again. Just because it's fun to go would ya back and forth. Would ya.
Yeah. I mean,
well... that means we're done with Woodges and the episode.
Wow, how about that?
I know. 50-ish minutes. I think we're good.
Yeah.
2 50-minuters. Don't get spoiled. Appreciate us for what we do, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, you've made it through another Papa's Basement.
Ta-da.
What does that say about you, really? I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today and most days, as always, the lovely Allison Frank.
Woohoo!
You want more of the show, and why wouldn't you?
Would you?
You go to inpapasbasement.com. New episodes are posted there every Monday and every Thursday. Also, find us on iTunes using any sort of podcast app you can get your hands on. Go there, subscribe to us. You don't have to download us that way. Just subscribe to increase our numbers and give us a good rating. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter. That's where we're most active. I'm at Papa's Basement. Allison over here is at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. We're also on Facebook. Give us a like, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Until the next one.
Woo!
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.